Like the grammar you use?
Kipti, yeah, that's all I know of.
Okay. If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy
resembles, the
okay.
looks like.
Yeah. If a mother has, suppose he acquires the mannerisms and behavior of his father, you say he
acts like his father.
Okay. If a mother has looked after three children until they've grown up, you say she has
raised or reared.
Okay. To a naughty child, you say you are going to get a
spanking.
Okay. We want the principal parts of growth here. If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob
has grown.
Okay, a lot in 1 year. You say to him, you certainly have blank big.
Grown.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Or you might say, "My, how you
grown?"
Okay. That Bob came up so fast, you could almost see him
grow.
Okay. A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a
illegitimate.
Okay. Anything else?
Bastard.
Okay. Any guessing names?
Son of a bitch.
Okay. All right. Any names you've heard used by other groups, like blacks, poor whites, poor whites, have you?
Poor whites? You can't think of any other names?
Well, it says here, like, it has some pretty bizarre things, like that. Woods Colt, Come By Chance, Catch Colt, Old Field Colt, Volunteer, Baseborn, Bush Child, Sunday Baby, and Buzzard Egg.
Never heard any of those. The only thing I've ever heard of Bush Baby is like for maybe a little black kid.
Yeah.
Call them Bush Babies, but not because they were illegitimate. Oh, because they call you illegitimate, we didn't know it.
Yeah, we call them that. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot more.
A lot kinder.
Okay.
A lot more loving.
Yeah, okay. Your brother's son is called your...
Brother's son. Call my nephew?
Right.
If you want my family tree.
No, really. If a child's last is father and mother, it's called...
An orphan.
Okay, is that name only applied to children in institutions, or would you say that for anyone?
You wouldn't saw some other funny? Yeah, I guess you could speak of it's in a family as a foster child.
Okay.
I guess that term would apply there. Okay. I don't know if foster children or if children have been farmed out or if they've lost their parents. I don't know what category it is, but I may, if they live there with another family, I might call them a foster child.
Okay. Yeah. All right. A person appointed to look after an orphan is its.
What was that?
Oh, a person appointed to look after an orphan is its.
Guardian.
Okay. If a woman gives a party and she invites all the people that are related to her, you say she asked all.
Her relatives.
Okay.
Family.
Okay.
Kinfolk.
Okay. All right. Yes, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but I'm actually.
Not kin to her.
Okay. Yeah, you're hitting all the ones that I would never think you would hit. Someone would come into town.
Well, thanks a lot.
No.
You're underestimating me.
No, I mean...
The phrases are the ones that kill me. Because as when you ask the phrase, like, you'll ask me if anything else, and I don't know if you're looking for a word or if you're actually looking for a phrase. That's what's good sometimes.
Yeah, okay. That's my fault.
No, that's not your fault. That's the way the book's written. Not that the book's bad either. I'm just, takes a while. I'm just sort of doing it.
So, sometimes someone who comes into town and no one has ever seen him before, he's a...
Hobo.
Okay, or...
That's no name. He'd be a wanderer.
Okay.
Gosh, he wouldn't necessarily be a hobo, though. There's another name.
Would it make any difference how far he's come? I think
someone's a hobo that rides a train.
Yeah.
It could be a wino or something like that. Usually I think a wino is a stay on place.
Yeah. Okay, strange. Okay, would you
use strange.
Would wino someone not from another country?
Of not from another
country?
Probably not. Okay. I'd probably use that limited.